I'm Afraid of No Ghost is the title of this series of podcasts, and I am joined in the podcast studio by Debbie Piper.
Hi there.
Leanne Steyer.
Hello.
Michael Simmons.
Hello.
And we've lost Richard Israel.
The door's creaking again.
Ooh, all by
it's Richard.
It's Richard.
Actually, Richard. We're assuming that Richard's over at the Sanford Naval Academy still or somewhere.
He's probably eating a hot dog and a Slurpee by now.
But we've been talking about some serious stuff, and we've been talking about the possibility that ghosts are not these warm, fuzzy things that we have seen, they're not the same thing that has been explained to us by those who hunt ghosts for a living, per se. But there may be something a little bit more serious about it, maybe something a little bit more sinister, maybe even satanic. We've been talking about that a bit. And guys, I want to start by asking a question, because this kind of jumps back into what we were talking about last time. So what do you say? I mean, we've made a bold declaration here and basically insulted people that believe in ghosts, thinking that a loved one has come back. So what do you say to someone who says, well, you know, I had this just real sense, or I saw an image of, a manifestation of, you know, my great uncle Earl or Ed or whoever, and it had to be them because the mannerisms were the same, or even if they had a conversation or heard a voice, you know, it was exactly what they would have said. I mean, how do we respond to that then? And not to minimize or poke fun or make fun of, but I mean, how do we respond to that?
You just took my answer. I can't minimize or poke fun.
I'm sorry, Michael.
I was going to say bad fish, but now I can't say bad fish.
A bad Mexican dinner that's still with you, sure, yeah. Ruling that out, because that was part of our debunking that we did early on in the series. But what do we say to someone that would seriously comes up and says, you know, this is I know this is real.
Well, don't you have to start with that there really is a spiritual realm?
Mm-hmm.
And we've already talked about angels.
Right.
We've talked about demons being the fallen angels who followed Satan in his rebellion. They weren't stripped of their angelic powers, but they have turned those to evil purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think we have to acknowledge that there is a spiritual realm, and there are times that it intersects our lives. And so somebody can pick it up from there and take it.
No, you're doing great. We really like to keep going. Well, where are you going, Debbie? We're chasing it.
Growing up, I don't know about you guys, because you guys were all innocents, but me, you know, we played the whole Ouija board game and all that kind of nonsense growing up when we were kids.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
You didn't?
No, that was evil. We weren't allowed to touch it.
Ooh, we were encouraged.
Well, one of the questions.
This room.
Leanne. But anyway, one of the concerns that we always had growing up, the unanswered question was, okay, how did it know that? How did it know that? How did it know that? And you've always got to ask the question, especially if the information is not fraudulent and accurate.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know that? And rather than being intriguing for us and more of a pursuit, that really should set us back on our heels, because now it means that the deceit or the challenge or the attack is very, very pointed, very, very directed at you as an individual. And you're dabbling in an area that you're going to get burned. You know, we act as though we can somehow contain the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And no, Sparky, you can't do that.
Sparky. Well, it isn't one of the descriptions of demons in the Bible, familiar spirits.
Yes.
You know, and so it's not like there's this huge separation between us and the spiritual realm that, oh, they're out there somewhere in the galaxy. You know, the spiritual realm does surround us. And so our lives are observable in the spiritual realms. Scripture tells us. Is this answering your question?
Yeah, you're doing
great.
Because
I'm going on it. Yeah, this rabbit trail.
You're good.
That, you know, that we are, that there's a cloud of witnesses watching us. How we live our lives for Christ counts. That our lives are a witness in the spiritual realm. And so we, just by living our lives, the evidence is out there. So if there is a spirit with, I'm looking for the fancy, you know, Michael kind of word for this. yes, you have such a great vocabulary, 14. So if there's an evil intent, you know, then we've given them the evidence needed to deceive us.
Yeah.
It's evident in how we're speaking and how we live our lives. And so it's not like it's mystical to find this out. There's a thought.
No, I mean, it's one of those things when you look at it real closely, that the conclusion you come up with is that these ghosts are not the returning spirits of men and women that we might have known, but they really are fallen angels that are masquerading as our loved ones with the intent to deceive us. Now, you know, and the problem with that is that that is a very unsatisfying explanation from someone who has taken great solace in the fact that Uncle Ed, you know, comes to visit me very often. And we understand that. I mean, I'm not making light of that at all, because that is a huge statement. But the Bible does talk about the fact that they are fallen spirits. They are fallen familiar spirits. And as fallen angels, I mean, that means that you know, Satan has now, for some reason, allowed them to masquerade. And we hear that argument sometimes, too, that they knew things that only my other whoever could have known. And if that's something that has convinced someone, I mean, that's really easy to refute, because now we're talking about, okay, if this is a angelic or demonic activity, you're talking about created beings that were created before all of us were born. And since time, as we know it, they all operate outside of time, then they would have knowledge to things that go beyond our realm of being able to process and figure out. So, I mean, you know, there is a serious side to this thing. And so, well, that's bad news for folks that have really wanted to kind of embrace this. And so we're going to come back again and continue this conversation next time, because some of you have bothered you quite a bit. But we'll land the plane, as we always do in this series. Leanne, if people want to find out more about us, how do they do that?
They can go to www.touchandchange.com.
All one word?
All one word.
And you can find resources there that deal with not particularly this topic, but if things are scaring you and fear is something that you really wrestle with, just type that in as a keyword in the search engine there, and you'll come up with some resources that will help. So for everybody here in the podcast studio, we will look for you next time between your ears.